Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Get up with her, stop work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. Start the fire and the fist begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
now for even drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockaback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong to anybody away. When the boots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, there we go, the Lagging once again. And we are back on the Blarney Hour in full force right here on Solid State Radio and solidstateradio.net. Adam is back behind the board. He's done gallivanting around with those concerts he gives all over town.
Yeah.
In fact, tonight is such an important night. We actually have our program director and co-owner of the studio, Mr. Sean Irish Cantwell.
Is that what they call me now?
Well, yeah, you're,
well,
you're
when you're in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I assume it's, oh, that jackass as soon as I leave.
Well, and the thing is, we've only got another week to kind of call him that because pretty soon it's going to be like Mr. Eckert. Because he's getting married next weekend.
I am.
Yeah, so congratulations to him. That's going to be a big shebang. But don't worry, the Blarney Hour is still going to go on. I am going to be... Well, I'm going to be here. I was going to say I'm going to be the responsible one. No, Schwabo is going to be the responsible one. He's going to be driving me back here from the wedding because it's not going to be far from the studio because, well, everything good happens in Lapeer County.
Yeah. Is that really the case, though?
No, it's not. Everything good happened in Lansing today. We had a good time, and in fact, I was kind of waiting. We had an episode with Father John earlier on this week. He should be dialing in here pretty quick, but we had the rainstorms today, puddles everywhere, and we got some music coming up for that. And is that the light?
Yep, that's okay. That's the light. Hang on a second.
Oh, yep.
Here we go.
Yep.
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are you tonight?
Well, what? I'm happy to hear from you, Father. How's your lights?
My lights are working very well, Drew. Thank you so very much.
Adam, you don't really know the story, but the good Father called out to me, and you know, I'd like to get as many extra credit points as I can when it comes to the church.
Yes.
He needs them.
Apparently the cost of candles are going up, and so he needed his lights fixed in the rectory there. And so I went over there, and you know, the church, it's older, and the wiring's older, and I'm not like an electrician specialist, but I do the best that I can. But I'm still not, I'm dropping things, I'm dropping screws and everything else. The cats are running around. So we get the lights, and he shows me the lights, and he's holding them. And the way he's holding the light bulb, I felt like he was holding the Bible. It was like he had it in both hands, like looking up at me, and I kept looking down, and I'm like, is this a holy light? Is this a, you know, am I supposed to make the sign of the cross before I put this up?
Well, it would have been a good idea.
Yeah, just so I don't electrocute myself. I said, do you have breakers, Father? He says, I turned the switch off. Well, I don't know who wired the switch or how long ago. I don't know. Anyhow, I am working, and I get one light up, and we get it straightened out, and everything's working, and I had dropped the head to the screwdriver that I was using. It was one of them ones where you can put a Phillips and a regular in.
Yep.
And he couldn't see it, you know, because we didn't have a lot of good lighting because I was replacing the lights, so we couldn't, you know, it's dark in there. And he says, well, Sparky will find it. And all of a sudden, I see the cat running out. Adam had a bag of marijuana.
What?
Wait a minute.
Well, what do you got to say for yourself, Father?
I think it fell out of your coat pocket.
Father John.
Now, when I mentioned it, I said, Father, he says, well, you had them girls make all them brownies and all them baked goods. And he says, I knew how I felt. And he says, I saw my doctor, and my doctor said it's prescribed, so it's okay. He said, it's a natural herb. He said the Lord would approve of it. He says, but don't tell the Pope. He's not feeling well. We don't need to push him any farther.
I shouldn't laugh. That made it sound like I was laughing that the Pope was hurt. That's kind of mean. My apologies, Father.
That's okay. We'll give you a break on that one.
So, did you find? Was it your weed?
It's not my weed.
Was it the cat's weed?
Probably.
See, I knew catnip was a gateway drug.
Listen, they had some shady visitors just recently.
Well, all I know is that light was working perfectly fine when we hooked it up. And I went over to hook up the second light, and the good Father goes over to flip the switch, and the light didn't work anymore.
Oh, no.
And I think the good Lord was telling us, you guys need to stay away from that devil's lettuce. Otherwise, the lights are out.
He's going to put our lights out.
But your lights are working now anyway.
Oh, they work lovely. It's so nice to be able to see what the heck I'm doing.
That's good. It's probably easier to write your sermons now, but it's day and daylight later. I think today is the first day that the sun's not going to set till after 8 o'clock at night. I saw that on the news, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was on the news, so it must be true.
Yeah, it probably is.
Now, did you guys see that the Pope, even though he was in the hospital and they were worried, you know, because this is Palm Sunday coming up, and they were worried that maybe, you know, he wasn't going to be able to do the service or something like that. But even while he was in the hospital, because they said he's got to get up and walk, he says, I'm going to keep working. So what did he do? He went over and baptized some new babies.
See?
Yeah.
That's how good us Catholics are.
Yeah, he went to go visit the sick kids and did everything he could do. So yeah, it worked out well. Well, good, Father. I'm glad everything else is well. Are you getting excited about the Easter program? Adam and I got you some bunnies.
That was I was going to talk to you about that. Now, what kind of bunnies did you get?
They're going to be a real big hit.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And we're hoping it's a warm day because their costumes aren't really that warm.
Oh, you boys. What did you do? You want to give me a stroke?
They might want to.
Oh,
you're talking to a priest.
I'm sweating.
wait till Easter Sunday.
I think that's because the devil's on the other end of this line, you know.
Well, think of it this way. Just put a tip jar on the other side of the screen of the confessional, because I got a feeling you're going to have a lot of parishioners having to go to confession after this program.
Oh, for heavens. Why did I trust you two? What was I thinking?
It's all going to work itself out.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. At my cost.
You'll always get your money back. You know, no matter how much we sin or how much bad we do, you do always get a good return on your investment as far as the church goes.
You know, I do. I guess I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I guess I really do.
Yeah. Who knows?
Did you see earlier today? It was snowing.
Yes.
I thought, what in heaven's name's going on here?
Well, is that your version of an April Fool's joke, Father? I didn't see no snow.
Oh, it was real stuff, I'm telling you, and I don't do those goofy April Fool's jokes, you silly man.
It's the time of year where Michigan can't decide if it's spring or winter.
I know it. Jeez, drives me bananas.
Well, March was supposed to come in like a lion and go out like a lamb, but it came in like a lion and went out like a lion, and then it got caught in the fence. And here it is, April. Yeah, it's April, and that tiger's still fighting.
I'm telling you. I'm going to have to do something.
We got a lot of rain. Everywhere I went, I did a lot of driving today, and it was flooded everywhere I went. There was standing water, and in the sod farm on I-69 there, that's all covered in water. It's just, it looks like a lake with a big green smiley face.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been down to the basement, so I don't know if there's any water in it, but I certainly hope not.
If it is, just bless it and bottle it.
Well, then I'll give it to you.
We'll ship it to the Catholics in Mexico. They're used to dirty water.
Oh, you have problems. I just see you. The Flint is right down the road.
What's right down the road?
Flint.
Flint, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're used to dirty water, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. Well, good, Father. Well, we should probably let you get on now. I'm sure you're getting ready there for Palm Sunday. And now that we know the Pope's healthy and he's going to be out, we probably got some extra work we got to do. There's no hiding from him.
No, there sure isn't. Yeah. Listen, you better not go upsetting Sister Mary. She's already worried about you two doing something silly.
Well, I'd be more worried about her. I think that's who had that crazy devil's lettuce there in the rectory there.
I don't know. I'll have to ask her. I didn't even mention it to her.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good thing, because she would have to tell you the truth, and then I don't even know how you forgive something like that.
I don't either. I forgive you, wingdings.
Yes, you do. Well, maybe we'll just have to ask her if, you know, maybe she'll share it with you after Easter.
I don't need no. You can have me out there peeing in the garden like you two.
All right, Father John, thank you for the call.
All right, you have a good night, boys.
Good night, Father.
Happy.
Thank you. When the sun goes down over Dublin town, the colors will last for hours, oh. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I'll step ashore, my sailing days are over, oh. Through time and tide I'm by your side, together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin and brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. A tinker and a tailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, and they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
Black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Killeshandra. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Killeshandra.
Welcome back, everybody, to Blarney Owen right here on Solid State Radio. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. My goodness, we got a lot of irons in the fire tonight. So, but
sometimes it's a nice relaxing Saturday. Then we're like, oh shit, we need to do this. We need to do that.
Yeah. We are tuned up, but that's okay. We've got so much coming up, you guys. In a couple weeks, we got an interview with Jerry O'Connor, and he's going to start his new tour right there in Dayton, Ohio, and that's going to be his U.S. tour. And this is a big deal for him because he legitimately resides right in Ireland. And then his boys touring with the Merry Wallopers. And they're out there. We got new music that we got to introduce from the Tossers. I mean, there's just more. We can't even put it together all in one week. We just can't. And then we got Sean's wedding next weekend. So, but we've got a big night planned for us tonight. And I, my gosh, how was your weekend, Adam? I mean, we had the Waylon Hannell thing last night. You just, what'd you do today?
Worked on the show, played GTA, got smoked out by a bunch of kids on playing online. These like 8-9-year-olds just kicking my ass.
Is that how you take out your aggression? Is playing a video game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice and relaxing. I can, you know, just on Grand Theft Auto. Maybe some of our listeners are into that as well. I mean, you can go ahead and do like these gun missions and stealing cars, but then you can also just sit in the casino and play blackjack, or you can golf,
really,
or play darts. You just drive around.
It is very relaxing. Yeah. you could kind of drift away in your own world. I can see that.
Oh yeah.
Well, we went on a drive today, my family, my brothers, and I didn't post picture on the Blarney Hour page, but I may end up sharing it. And got lots of comments on it. Lots of people appreciated the picture. And I'll tell you, we ended up going to a pet store because my brother inherited some baby ducks, so we're trying to keep them warm. We walked into this place, and it was not a local Pet Supplies Plus where, you know, you bring your dog in and all the employees are like, oh, look, Fido, you know, and they know what species, you know, and there's like, this was nothing like that.
Right.
This was dark. It was like 175% humidity. It was about 85 degrees, and all you could smell is like snake slime and chicken feed. I mean, it was every pet you could ever imagine that's legal to have and buy and sell in Michigan, they had inside this place. And it was less like a sanctuary. It was decorated. It was like they closed down a Rainforest Cafe, stole all the decorations, and put them into this building in downtown Lansing. But all the kids there, I mean, the girl that was set, I said, well, look, you know, we got these ducks. We're trying to keep them warm. She goes, oh, yeah, this will work out just fine. I had to keep some chicks in my room, like little baby chickens.
Yeah.
Because where they were, I was afraid my python would get to them and eat them.
What? Can we just talk for a second? What is the whole idea of owning a snake that can kill you?
Okay, so let's go a different direction. We're getting ready to check out because my brother's like, I've had enough of this. Let's go to the grocery store. I, you know, got my light bulb. Let's go. Thanks for the help, good people. We go to the register. And this gentleman walks up, and I'm not going to be stereotypical, but I will tell you, he had on a Playboy jersey coat, basically like a sports jersey, like a Letterman's type coat.
Yep.
Except for it said Playboy. Had a big old dangling gold chain, jewelry all over his hands, and he walks up, and he had a Band-Aid on his pinky. And he says, is that it? And I said, yeah. He says, you guys got reptiles? And I said, because this light is for reptiles. Yeah, it's not necessarily for baby ducks, but for our purpose it is. I said, no, it's for baby ducks. Oh, okay. Well, keep them away from reptiles. I'm like, yeah, we learned that from that lady over there. He said, yeah. He said, I was feeding my snake. That's what happened to my finger. He said, I had a mouse in my hand, and I think he mistaken my finger for the mouse. Apparently, my snake don't see that good. Now, this individual did have an impairment with his vision as well. And I'm like, either that or you didn't see the snake coming. You know?
Yeah.
I was trying to. So when it's all said and done, it was an experience at the pet store. But we were glad that we don't have to visit there very often. Good luck to all you lizard-loving hippies. I don't know how they survive in the winter. I can't imagine what your house smells like if you got to keep it at 78 like that with a snake in your house. So the only animal song I know that's Irish is Pheasant Plucker by Seamus Kennedy. So here you go, folks. Here's to not owning a snake.
There you go.
Cheers.
My dad's a pheasant plucker, he's a very busy man, so I help him plucking pheasants and I do the best I can. Sometimes he will go away and leave me on my own, and so I'm left here sitting plucking pheasants all alone. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's son, and I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. My husband likes to pluck with me, we have a lot of fun. He tickles me with pheasant feathers when the plucking's done. The laughing and the giggling helps to keep me fit and slim. There's nothing I would rather do than pheasant pluck with him. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's wife. And when we pluck together, it's a pheasant plucking life. for the job of pheasant plucking. My friend was born and bred. He likes to have a pheasant plucked before he goes to bed. I try and lend a helping hand, I gather up the feathers. It's really all this pheasant plucking keeps us here together. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's friend. And if we weren't plucking pheasants, he would drive me round the bend. I had a pal in Donegal to pluck a frozen pheasant, but you have to pluck them fresh or it's really quite unpleasant. I'm not good at plucking pheasants, at the plucking I've no luck. Though some peasants find it pleasant, I would rather pluck a duck. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. And I'm only plucking pheasants cause the pheasant plucker's late. My son's a pheasant plucker and he's very good to me. He frequently invites me round to have a cup of tea. We have pheasant plucking parties and play pheasant plucking games. Before we pluck the pheasants, we will give them silly names. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's mother. And the mother plucking pheasants is as good as any other. My cousin is a pheasant plucker, he's the best I've seen. I'm no good at plucking pheasants, I really am quite green. He could pluck a buffalo or even do a moose. I have trouble getting down off either duck or goose. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's cousin. In the time it took to sing the song, he plucked a half a dozen. All day, and I ordered a slow Guinness stout. But the yuppies were yapping so loud on their cell phones, the barman did not hear me shout. He brought me a glass and a bottle of Bud and set them down in front of me. Well, I coughed and I sputtered in pure disbelief. Then I sang out this chorus with glee. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. Then the waitress came by when I'd finished my first one, a frazzled young woman named Jill. She snatched up my empty without even looking and went off to get a refill. She brought me a glass of some pale fizzy liquid and said, "Here's the Bud you asked for." Well, I gave her a glare that would knock down a moose, and I sang out this chorus once more. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. So if ever you're seeking a beer with great flavor to round out your day or your meal, and they serve you a Miller, a Coors, or a Schlitz, or some other brand that ain't real, if the King of Beers is your only selection, I hope that you'll answer like this. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys. I won't drink 12 ounces of that lousy beer. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is true.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
I'm all alone.
I'm all alone.
My significant other has gone off out with her friends, so I'm sitting on my own. But I don't mind.
But I don't mind.
I won't protest. Because it's times like these when I can indulge in what I like doing best. Don't need no one because I'm getting pants drunk. An evening in, I love to spend it pants drunk. Stripped down to my underwear, sitting back in my armchair, feeling all devil may care with an evening's worth of time to spare. Please don't try to knock, I'm getting pants drunk. You could be in for quite a shock. I'm getting pants drunk. No need for dressing to impress. Just sitting back in my own mess. I'm content on my own. Just getting pants drunk. Curry for one. Maybe Chinese. Or perhaps I'll order both as tonight. I'll do just as I damn well please. How about that Netflix documentary about Colombian drug cartels or the fall of Nazi Germany? Don't need an invite out. I'm getting pants drunk. I'm content to lie about, just getting pants drunk. I'll open up another drink, fart and revel in the stink, just sitting on my ass and getting pants drunk. Please do not disturb, I'm getting pants drunk. There's nothing more superb than getting pants drunk. Look up history on Wikipedia, be deliberately contrary on social media, troll and cause an online fight, then watch it carry on all night. Don't feel bad for me, I'm getting pants drunk. Probably don't want to see me getting pants drunk. Roaming around the house all wild and free, disregarding all sense of dignity. Nights at home were made for getting pants drunk. The World Wide Web at my fingertips, a source of endless fascination with my lager cotton chips, but not forgetting the incognito setting. A gentleman never subjects a lady to a search history she may find upsetting. There's nothing I love more than getting pants drunk. Spent in is there for getting pants drunk. Never do I feel more grand than when I'm scratching my balls and sniffing my hand. I'm happy on my own, just getting pants drunk. Okay, ladies and gentlemen listening to this at home, I would like you to do me a favor if you will. Please repeat after me. Pants drunk.
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 Don't need no one because I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
An evening in, I love to spend it pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
Stripped down to my underwear and slouching back in my armchair, feeling all devil may care with an evening's worth of time to spare. Please don't try to knock, I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
rises from inside. There's something to be said for getting pants drunk. Why not stay at home instead and just get pants drunk? Nobody to tell you how to spend your time. You can do it your way and I'll do it mine. Nothing can compare to getting pants drunk.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
Hello there, I'm just here for the swearing. I don't much care what else you have to say. I don't care about the clothes that you are wearing or the other songs that you've chosen to play. I'm not listening to the words you constructed in rhyme. I'm unmoved by the chord that you have struck. I care not for the years you've spent honing your craft. I'm just waiting for you to say, forgive me. I'm just here for the swearing. The other stuff's a little overblown. I disagree with many of the sentiments you're airing. They always make me want to roll my eyes and groan. Your political opinions are opposed to my own, though that's usually not something I admit. But none of that's important, that's not why I'm here. I'm just waiting for you to say, shall I explain? I'm just here for the swearing. Could you at least give me some small profanity? I've been waiting patiently all evening, and I want to go back home soon for my tea. I'm sure your other work has some sort of appeal, but it's not something on which I wish to take a punt. In fact, I'd like to hear you take it up a gear. It would make my day if you would just say, could you please just swear?
Hey everybody, it's Adam from Sessions, and I have another Sessions concert series that you're going to want to show up to. Corona Road Bar, Saturday, March 25th, four bands that I play on my show that you need in your life. Hand of Giants, Heat Above, Today's Okay, and Venom of Virtue. There's no cover, no tickets to buy, just come on in. Saturday, March 25th at the Corona Road Bar in Flint, 3110 Corona Road. Come on out and support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, they also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597. Act now to schedule your job and receive 15% off labor from now until March 31st.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Benny and the Easter Bunny. This delightful breakfast musical for children is taking place Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd, at 10 a.m. This is perfect for the whole family. Adults, $10. Kids under 12, $5. You can get your tickets by going to www.stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today, or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and the MAB.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, wait a minute. Am I late?
You're late.
I'm late for the party. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhook running the board. We still have Sean, the Irishman Cantwell, here, and he's working hard.
It's a new nickname every time, I swear.
I know it. Yeah, yeah. He's working hard behind the scenes. He's got the big wedding coming up. We had a big eventful day today. I was telling Adam, we've both been working in the grocery business for a lot of years, and those of you that have heard our stories know. And we visited a grocery store in the greater Lansing area today, and boy, that was an event. I call it the adult grocery store because you can legitimately get a beer and just peruse through the store. You can get coffee, too. But like you mentioned, you know, Adam, you're like, well, you know, I get upset because people spill coffee.
Oh, yeah. All the time. People can't hold on to their coffee cups, and they spill it, and then they just walk away from it.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How would you feel if you ever spilled a $6.50 craft beer?
I would be like, damn you, Pine Knob.
Yeah, that's right. Get me a straw.
Of course, that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, get me a straw.
Yeah, right.
You know, you'd be sucking it off the floor. No, really, it's, and no one is moving that fast in this grocery store either. There is no self scans here. You know, I mean, everything's weighed. I mean, they had an entire wall of just mushrooms. And I'm not talking like mushrooms wrapped in cellophane and styrofoam.
Right.
I'm saying you can go to the bin and pick out whatever mushroom you want from like a portobello that was the size of a dinner plate down to like
peyote button.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it.
Then I just ate a couple peyote buttons, go to the cereal aisle and talk to my friends.
You can make your own oatmeal. They had whole grain, and you actually put it in the grinder and you can make your own oatmeal.
Really?
Or they had peanuts in a machine where you could make your own peanut butter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an experience. It really was. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick around because we got sessions coming up next, and we are to the adult portion of the show.
There's a non-adult portion of your show?
Well, yeah. Early on in the show, it's kind of whimsical and fun, but here, I mean, we went to the adult grocery store and drank beer and ate Oreos and deep-fried pizza and stuff, so we're going to get into the Poxy Boggarts. We haven't played them at least in 2 months. And stick around for sessions. Have a good night, folks. That was sloppy as hell.
once had a lass with a nice round ass.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Leaving little crop circles when she sits in the grass.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
She's sweet and kind and tends my need.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
And no grass will grow where I plant my seed.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass with great big breasts.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
She'd a mountain range upon her chest.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
Tis a wondrous thing, as each man knows.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
But no matter how I suckle, no milk will flow.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass with a figure fair.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
With hourglass curves and chestnut hair.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
She says, pay up if you want the rest.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
So I left my pearls upon her breast.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
Had a lass who could go all night.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
She never needed rest, it was quite a sight.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
Her stamina was hard to top.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
I get out of breath when I blow her up.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
Had a lass with a full sex life.
Hey! Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Too popular to be a wife.
Hey! For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
She makes the rent fair boys all thicken. Hey!
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
She's tattooed goth bisexual Wiccan.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho. And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass with a conny wide.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
You'd marvel at the things you'd find inside.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
Four wedding rings and a mouse so far.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
A full case of beer and a Cuban cigar.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
Had a lass who lived in a hole.
Hey! Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
I lowered her water down in a pool.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Hey! Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
Started wars. How pretty does she have to be when she's down upon all fours? I find the ones who aren't so pretty are diamonds in the rough. 'Cause pretty girls may look good, but the ugly know their stuff. To spend the night with Mabel, I overcame my fears by going to the cock and bowls and drinking 50 beers. She'll do it all night long, that girl. She never calls it quits. And her favorite way to please me is by romping with her.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round your head.
Mary's such a lazy girl, she never wants to work. With scabs and bites and bed sores, her task she always shirks. But when she gets to walk in, I love to watch her strut. 'Cause I know later on she'll let me put it in her.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round your head.
Claire is such a scrawny girl, as short as she is thin. With buck teeth and a lazy eye and warts upon her chin. But when she gets a man in bed, she'll toss him like a rock. It's like the devil takes her when she's lying on my...
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
There's
Gertie from Newcastle, who smells like fish and beer. She's got one brow across her head and a cyst upon her ear. But once you get to know her, you'll really love that lass. 'Cause when she goes to work, she'll suck the bed sheet through your...
Be they happy or sickly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round your hand.
Madge is not a pretty one, she frightens all the boys. But if they only knew about the technique she employs, she'll swirl and twirl and spin you, then point it at her bum. Then grin that toothless smile when she's gargling.
Be they happy or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round your hand.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs. I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me. Someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tall cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went black. I wasn't that a party. I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track beat down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football.
I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party?
Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football.
Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that?